Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence. Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, we live here. Okay, we don't always live here. My GoBot just fell off the platform. Good morning. It's April the 14th. It's going to be a great day today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all the things that are going on because it's Cool April Nights Week. We've got a bunch of people coming by today. We're going to be talking about a number of things, too, that are going on. You know, budget, things that happened in the world, things that are happening on in our city. Good things. Good things are happening right here in River City, and it is 7:06, again, April the 14th, the day before usually tax days, on tax day, which is April 15th, but that's going on April 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, where you can chat with us at the same time. And speaking of chat, and here's Chatty Bad Bob.
Three more days in which to procrastinate.
Yeah, there you go. I got three more days not to send my taxes in. I want you to know right now that my taxes are in. I've got all these other ones that we owe the state money for. You know, I just don't even ask anymore. It's just, hey, here's a bill. Send the money.
Your taxes are in. How about mine?
Speaking of a tax earner in the family, here she is, Linda.
I'm the write-off queen. No, seriously, 44 degrees today. We're going to have partly cloudy, low with around 38. We're going to be out at Anselmo all day long.
When we leave here,
we have a couple appointments. We'll be out there all day long. We have sold some tickets for the beautiful luau they're having. I'll tell you what. I still have four left. Give me a call, 605-4567. If you can make it to the station in the next 2 hours, I'm going to give you four tickets. These are $15 tickets. Hang out there. The cars start going, arriving at 8:30 in the morning. They'll have about 100 cars there with their show and shine. Double Take is playing. It's a fabulous day on the ranch. In fact, we're dressed in our ranch attire. And all day till 4 o'clock, we'll be out there, too. And some, of course, tonight, I'll have On the Spot with Linda Bott.
You got a big night there, too.
Yes, and we have a lot of surprises happening with the show this morning, seeing who's paying attention, because so far, you know, I don't have the computer up in the chat room open exactly yet, but you do have a second left to call 605-4567 if you'd like to have four tickets that are free. I'm giving those away this morning. 605-4567 is the hotline. A little bit later, I'm going to have a co-host tomorrow because Carl is going to be on assignment, and Jeff Avery will be calling in, and you're going to hear the incredible guests that we have scheduled for tomorrow. Plus, we have some surprises here coming up in the next hour. We're going to be talking Cool April Nights, and of course, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. What else? There's so many things going on.
But you know what? Let's talk a little bit about good news here, as long as we're starting off. Shasta High School has been named a California Distinguished School by the California Department of Education. The high school was one of 97 schools statewide and the only school in the North State that earned the distinction. And they're named Distinguished Schools by showing continued growth in student performance in the statewide testing and in developing signature practices used to close the gap between high-performing and low-performing students. Hey, you know what? Let's have a big shout-out, then, to Shasta High School, a distinguished school by the California Department of Education. You know, you can't help but really, really like that. You know, then this talk, you know, that's a Yahoo. All right, and here's another one. Anderson couple buys the former fintech plant. By the way, this is on the Record Searchlight front page here, and I think it's a great story to have on the front page. And we'll talk about this front page stories of the Record Searchlight here. As soon as we come back from this break. But great stories and ones that may not be.
Congratulations, Mark Shaw. You won the tickets. Come by 1326 Market Street at the break. I'm going to go put them up at the front desk with your name on them for tickets for today's show at Anselmo.
That's right, and it's a luau out there, plus Double Take, plus we'll be out there wandering around, and we're going to be taking some videos, some movies out there. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:13 in the morning, April the 14th. This is another big day and cool April nights.
Yeah, just hop on the fast train because that's what we've got going on today. It's very exciting. 44 degrees right now if you're just tuning in. We're going to have a partly cloudy day with, of course, chance of showers with lows of around 38. So you'll just see a little bit of the scattering of the showers.
Don't stay inside.
No,
it's going to be a great
absolutely.
Day today. This is the day to go out and start looking at these wonderful cars.
Yeah, I got my cowboy hat. If it gets soggy, oh well. You know, that's kind of like, oh, my hat got soggy on this day in 2011 at Cool April Nights. You know, make a celebration of it. And speaking of celebrating, of course, we love our beautiful segues. With us this morning is Bill Eads from the Boy Scouts. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me again.
Okay, you know, we're huge fans of the scouting program because we've seen, as the Boy Scouts turn into Eagle Scouts, the amazing things that one can do with one's life when they have direction.
Absolutely, yeah. I get to see these kids growing up through Cub Scouting, and after several years, I get to see them move up to Boy Scouts and then Eagle Scouts, and I send them off to colleges and still get a visit with them when they come home.
Well, you know, I was a Boy Scout. I was a Cub Scout and then a Boy Scout. And, I of course, never went up to the Eagle ranks. That was way too hard. And joined the Marines instead because it was too tough to be an Eagle Scout. But, you know, one of the things that the primary reason we have you on today is because the Scouts are doing something great again this weekend.
Yes, we are. We actually have a community event. We're putting on a shred event. So all the confidential files that you keep, tax files, business files, doctor's offices, dentist offices, all these files they keep, we actually have a professional business that does document destruction on site. We're going to do it at the Premier West Bank on Cypress Avenue, 880 Cypress. And bring your stuff down. If you want to make a donation to Scouts, it's great. Recommended just $3 a box for it.
All right, so this is a great way. It's called what destruction?
It's called a shred event.
They call it a shred event, and it's Saturday.
It is Saturday. So
okay.
As you're going through Cool April Nights and you want to go through there, just swing by, drop your stuff off, and go, because we'll have Scouts there to help pick things up and take them out of your car so you don't even have to get out of the car.
Well, we have like 12 boxes of
that's
stuff.
That's what Carl was
I'm
pointing at.
But unfortunately, it belongs to our partner here who does CPA work. So I'm not sure if you'd want me to shred everything
over there. Every day there's
another
box.
Oh, yes,
but,
this time of year.
But you
only have to keep it for like 46 years there, Mike.
It's true. I just went through a drawer yesterday, and I just thought, what is that number? What does that mean? What is that? And I thought, I'm going to probably kick myself. But after a while, it gets piled up, and we know that we have store and lock. We know that we've got, you know, stuff accumulated where, you know, boxes full of papers.
Yeah, well, right here. Here's a retention schedule, tax returns, canceled checks and banks, service contracts, 6 years. After that, get rid of it.
6 years. You know,
can
I keep this?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I think we need to print. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. Because we have some really very VIPs that are coming on in the morning as well. But I've always thought 10 years. I've heard 10 years.
6 years is the max because they can only go back and audit you after a certain number as far as the tax things. And you're
are
old.
You sure about that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, am I glad because 2003 was a weird year.
Yeah.
So there.
I got stuff that's just like, come on.
That's right. And most people do. Most people have boxes and boxes that just accumulate. It's spring cleaning. Time to get rid of it.
My problem's always been is because I've moved a lot, you know, lived on boats and did other things, traveled and lived in other countries, is that I'm not sure where boxes are of stuff anyway. I don't think I've ever worried about it. I think I've got more stuff now than I ever had in my life. I think we go back to, you know, 2006
accumulating
or something.
So, Bill, is this something that's just an annual event, or do you do it a couple times a year?
We try and do it a couple times a year, and basically, like I said, this is really service to the community. This is what we try and get the Scouts out doing is, you know, we mentioned the Big Eagle projects. Yes, we have Eagle Scouts. We actually had over 500 in Northern California this year.
That's great.
500 youth make Eagle. That's a record. We've never had even close to that.
That's fantastic, because that's not an easy thing to do.
No. Yeah, you know, like you said, my two oldest boys, they made Eagle, and then I sold them to the military. I sold both of them to the Navy, but...
We need people to drive us to the war.
You know, how wonderful to have a father say it like that.
What, sell them to the military?
Yeah.
It was. It saved me a fortune on food and It was wonderful. I'm still waiting for my check, though.
Tongue in cheek, right?
Did you send them off to school or to they've enlisted and they're seeing the world?
My oldest was a submariner. He's been in the submarine for 7-8 years. Middle son was doing the Navy SEAL special warfare kind of thing, and he's still waiting to get deployed. So he's been anxious to go.
Okay. Well, those are two pretty high-profile jobs there in the military.
As far as the scouting program, we had our big scouting for trees this couple months ago where we reforested, a lot of burn areas up off Iron Mountain Road. We do it annually. I mean, we plant 7,000 trees a year to reforest these areas. We get these kids really involved in the community.
This is what we love, is the fact that there's such pride in scouting. And you can, like I said, the kids can, once they get older and they can come back and look in a community or see what they've done and said, hey, my scouting group did that. That is just an awesome thing. Bill East, we're talking with Boy Scouts of America and some wonderful things that are going on this weekend, especially Premier West Cypress Branch from 10 to 2. It is the shredding event. Get rid of your stuff, folks. Springtime is here. Lighten your load.
Let's take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:20 in the morning. It's April the 14th. You're getting ready for the day where Uncle Sam kisses you? Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages. Yeah, radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:23 in the morning. It's April 14th. Cool. April night's week. And
you're
going to
be hearing a lot about it. 44 degrees this morning here on this beautiful 14th day of April.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more to Bill East, who is representing the Boy Scouts here and doing it very well. Bill, you are a retired California Highway Patrolman.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, well, so...
It was a phenomenal job.
Did you like that one?
I loved it.
Where were you out of most of the time?
I grew up here in Reading. I was an Enterprise High School graduate.
Wow.
And my father was a sergeant lieutenant up here for the Highway Patrol, and I went off to school and went to the Highway Patrol Academy, worked L.A., the desert, mid-California, Bay Area, and my last 11 years here.
So did you find that some women would speed really fast just so you'd pull them over because you're so cute?
I wished.
Did you ever pull any women over because they were cute?
No,
I'd never do that. Linda, sometimes, just because you got off that one time. Okay. This has anything to do with scouts, but we love having the defenders up here.
Oh, yes.
What was your most unusual stop, would you say?
Well, unusual. I had a gentleman and his wife from West Germany. He was an engineer for BMW, and he had a prototype vehicle that he brought over. It wasn't supposed to be on the road, and he went past me at 185.
Were they clothed?
Did you go after him, or do you call him for help, or what?
At 185, I don't have anything to catch him.
So you have to. You
stopped.
Your radio.
He slowed down.
Oh, okay.
He slowed down.
So, and you asked him about it, and he just thought, oh.
No, he said, I was testing the car out. Wonderful roads.
And so what happened?
I rode him for 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and kicked him on the road. Judge would have been upset at me if I rode him for 185 miles an hour.
I'm totally drawing a blank. What's the name of the speedway that goes through Germany?
The Autobahn.
The Autobahn, okay.
That's right. Yeah, and, well, they drive fast over there.
Yeah.
I have been on the Autobahn on Sunday afternoon when all the high-performance cars go racing through out of Frankfurt and some of those.
How exciting, though.
It's amazing to me because the people actually go out and picnic on the side of the freeways on the Autobahn. They set up, picnic tables and blankets and everything else to watch all these cars on Sunday afternoons coming in and out of the city and, at 200 miles an hour. It was amazing to me.
Well, in Italy, they also have, on their main road through their country, is that if there's a speed limit on it, I've never seen it. And, we'd be driving down that road at over 100 miles an hour.
I would like that. I have to tell you that I in my lifetime, I would like to be able to just open up full throttle on the Autobahn once.
Yeah, unfortunately, you still have to be, like, not in the fast lane, but maybe the second or third lane,
right,
because you won't have a car that's fast enough to be
right
out in the fast lane.
Right, but still would be like, you know, you're not looking over your shoulder.
Yes, oh, yeah.
So that trip that you made down the 5 to Sacramento that day when I was in there screaming for you to slow down doesn't count?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so, well, thank you for your service, because, you know, it's important to keep our roads safe, but what's changed in your field, your former field?
Well, our specific field, I mean, the California Highway Patrol, you know, we were tasked 15, 16 years ago about taking over for the former California State Police. So the job changed a lot with that, because we have now responsibility for all state properties in California. You know, buildings, the governor's office, the courts, those kind of things. So, yeah, it was a huge change for us. And like I said, you kind of adapt into it after 15, 16 years. You get used to it.
Well, now that you are so involved with the Boy Scouts of America, and, of course, we're bringing back the fact that this Saturday you're having your Shred Day. At the headlines say, Shred Your Confidential Record, Saturday, April 16th at Premier West Cypress Bank from 10 to 2.
Absolutely.
That is a great service.
It is a great service. And like I said, getting these youth out to do actual service to the community. One of the things about scouting, and we're talking about Eagle Scouts earlier, we have 3 required merit badges. Actually, there's a series of them, but 3 of the required merit badges are all about citizenship. Citizenship in community, citizenship in the nation, and citizenship in the world. We teach citizenship. We teach self-reliance. We teach leadership.
Kent, before we take our break, could we say the code?
Which code?
I promise to do my best.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Hey!
We should start that every day. We should have the kids come in here and do like a recording of it, because that is still the American dream.
Yes, it is. Well, we actually have some of the schools, we have some of the Cub Scout units that actually, like on Friday, they actually will do the flag ceremonies. They will actually go to the school in uniform and do the flag ceremonies for the schools.
And
it's a great program.
They
let them.
Yay!
Yeah. You know what?
You get a star next to your name, Bill.
That's right. Yeah, anytime, Bill, that you know that you've got something coming up like this, you've always got a spot here.
Oh,
put them live on the air.
Give us some time a few days beforehand so we can come in here and talk to the kids. And,
absolutely.
I know this is kind of last minute type stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, not on your side, but on the other.
Just getting the information out, but it's so important.
Okay, great. Okay, now, Atwin, thanks so much for coming in and for everything you do, Bill.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's great. Okay, when we come back, we've got a couple of Coypel Knights people, and then we've got some people rolling in here that you may have heard of before. I'm not going to say anything to them.
Just make sure we see the white of their eyes.
Or the bloodshot of their eyes and before they come in. And then also we're going to be talking about some other things that are going on. We've got about 30 seconds. Okay, now. The Missing in America Project is going to be having fundraising barbecues. They were at Kubler's yesterday, but they're going to be Friday at Tobacco and Brew.
Woohoo, we'll be there.
And also at Kubler's Friday on the 15th from 12 o'clock till 7 p.m. to raising money. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after the news. KCNR 1460 at home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning on April the 14th, Coypel Nights a week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. And on Friday, they have the best spot to stand and sit for cruise night right down on Hilltop, right in the middle. Not only that, there's going to be hot dogs, hamburgers. There's going to be food there for $6. They're having a huge barbecue. And that money goes to the Missing in America Project and Veterans. That's right there on Hilltop Avenue, Tobacco and Brew, 2143. Great.
You make me want to stand up, sit down, shout, shout, shout. That's what it is. But anyway, free parking in the back, and it's going to be great. Right now on the phone, I'm really excited because Carl's going to be on assignment tomorrow morning. And this will be the first time I'm going to anchor a show, and I just don't feel like, who could I possibly have with me that was going to be fun to be with, that was going to be informative. And on the phone with me right now, you guys are going to look forward to the show tomorrow, is Jeff Avery. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda.
Hello?
Yes.
Jeff, tell us who's going to be on tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have three guests with us. We're going to have Dr. Richard Malotke. He's a physician here in town. He also is a columnist for the Reading Record Searchlight. And then our two other guests are going to be Randall Himpling, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Mark Korth, who is the president of Mercy Medical Center.
Wow. And so tomorrow we're going to be talking what the subject matter we are going to be diving deep into.
We're going to be talking about the state of health care, what the Obamacare bill is doing to help consumers, some of the strengths that it's going to help out with the health care, and then some of the concerns that these individuals also have with that bill.
All right. And you're smack in the middle of it because, Jeff, we know that you are one of the leading insurance agents, and we can talk about that, too, and what's happening. As we go in and out of the conversations with the doctors and the CEOs and Randall and all of them, but we can also talk about what's happening with what in 2011, what to look out for, what pitfalls may be, what you think 5 years ago, laws that are changing that we're not really up on.
Yep, and it's going to be exciting. So tune in, everybody. We'll be talking mainly about how it's going to affect the consumers, what's good for them, what's not so good for them, and the challenges we're all going to face here in the next 2 to 3 years with the current environment.
All right, so tomorrow morning, Jeff Fabry will be here on KCNR. Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks.
Okay. After, that should be interesting tomorrow. I'm on assignment. You're doing
yeah.
that? If you have too good a time, do I have to worry about this, that I'm going to be replaced here?
You're going to call in and say, what are you doing? Hi, I'm here.
Remember me? Okay.
Remember me?
Now, we have two guests here. It's cool April nights. We have Linda Rivera, who is the vendor coordinator, and we have Debbie Lackey, who is Raffle City. And I'm not sure what that is, but we'll talk about it. But good morning, ladies.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, Linda, vendor coordinator. That has got to be a job that is very daunting.
How many vendors?
Well, right now we have probably about 120 vendors that are going to be coming in. They're starting coming in today and tomorrow, and we should have them all in probably around 12 noon on Friday in time for us to open. And we have many vendors that have products and services, you know, for all ages, and we also have a lot of vendors for all those vintage car enthusiasts, too. Can I give you a little sample?
Sure.
We have some vendors that do metal and chainsaw artwork. We have some airbrushing, graphics, pinstriping. We have car appraisers, auto restoration, a variety of auto accessories, fashion accessories, which I'm seeing you're wearing today.
I am wearing one of your vendors,
yes.
Jeans and a jewelry Val.
And we have a performance driving school there, which would be interesting to see. Some NASCAR Raceway is going to be there. We have, of course, for some of the kids and for all the ages, face painting, rock climbing wall, and then we have our insurance experts, and we have metal sheds, we have massages, we have the golden oldies, all the different music and the CDs, the jukeboxes, the die-cast cars. We also have a gentleman who's doing a DVD of Cool April Nights if you'd like to buy one. We have some novelty items like photography, prints, airbrushing of those vintage cars on anything you'd like to bring them. We
wow.
have, and I, you know, that's just a sampling of some of the vendors that we have. But we also have, you know, many return sponsors this year out there like A&I Engines, Cross Petroleum, Napa, Les Schwab, Record Searchlight, Wind River, Dutch Brothers, and Union Bank, just to name a few. And we also have a food court out there, not to forget the food court. And we have a wide variety this year, and it's hosted by many of our local car clubs, which is absolutely wonderful.
Well, Linda, we know that you can go get a pass for 3 days or buy, you can actually buy a 3-day pass, can't you?
It's actually 5 days.
5-day mm-hmm. pass, excuse me. So you could keep coming back and back. There's so much to see.
There is a lot. We have things going on every day from here until Sunday afternoon.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on between now and Sunday.
And we're going to talk to Debbie Lackey.
Talk to Debbie. Get Debbie in here. Tell us what she's
Raffle
doing with
City.
This.
I'll
That's
tell
right.
all about it.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a break.
Guess
it.
KCNR
1468. Hey, this is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good good morning. You know, we're always on the fly here, Casey, in our 1460, and we are thrilled to be here today. The weather's going to be currently 44 right now, mostly cloudy, with lows of around 38 tonight.
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. That's right, B&T Satellite, 244-1988. A local guy, Doug Tooley, puts in Dish Satellite. Do not call the 800 number. It doesn't do anything for our community. It doesn't do anything for our local dish installers. It doesn't do anything like that because it goes out of the state, out of the hemisphere, and maybe even off the planet. So call 244-1988. Doug Tooley, he's a veteran. He does great work. We use him at our house for Dish Satellite. We have nothing but accolades for him. Doug Tooley, 244-1988.
Well, welcome back to the program. And before the break, we were talking to Linda Rivera, who is the vending coordinator for Cool April Nights. And as we all know, that this is such a phenomenal thing that happens here in the North State. People come from all over for Cool April Nights. And this whole week, we've dedicated portions of our show for car builders. And in a little bit, you're going to be hearing from some other people that are doing special appearances. But right now, we want to focus the attention on Debbie Lackey, who is with Raffle City. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what is Raffle City? What are you doing?
Raffle City is, like the name implies, a city to itself, pretty much. We're very big. If you've never been to Raffle City, you need to do that. We're located this year upstairs in the convention center, overlooking the car show.
Okay.
That's a new location for us. We've always been upstairs the last few years, but looking on the other side, looking out. But this year we decided to try this differently, and we can all, we being the myself and our volunteers, can enjoy the show also.
Okay, so you say if you've never been to Raffle City, many of our listeners know that I'm a visual person.
Okay.
Tell me about Raffle City.
Okay, here it is. We have in excess of 200 gifts we raffle off.
Woo.
We get gifts, donations from local and out-of-the-area vendors, in addition to out-of-state vendors. And we start this very early in the year. I sent out letters. I sent out 300 letters this year to...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, because there's so much going on. So we're going to close the studio door there. There you go. So this is all about you, focusing on you and Raffle City. Over 200
gifts right now.
Right.
And we'll probably get some more coming in. And we have, for example, can I give you some examples?
Absolutely.
We have Kubler's Furniture donated again this year.
Wow.
A recliner.
They are
very
so
nice.
Awesome. Kubler's does so much for our community. So they've donated a recliner.
A nice recliner. Darting Insurance. They've donated this year like a little fold-up table and chairs that can fit in your car. It's very cool. They do quite often. The bike shop got a great bike on display.
Wow. There's so much energy that goes into it. People don't really realize. It's like putting on a gazillion-dollar wedding, you know, all the intricate details. And who would think Raffle City? I mean, it's like a city for all the raffle items. Okay, so they become, what happens to, so how does it work? How do you get tickets, and do you go, as soon as you go into the convention, do you go up to Raffle City, and then what?
Right, you can buy the tickets at Raffle City itself, so come on upstairs. You'll hear me talking, and you'll hear all the excitement,
okay.
And we sell the tickets. The tickets are $3 for $1, $15 for $5. 30 for 10 and 60 tickets for $20.
And then do you drop the tickets next to the item?
No, what we do is have a big bin.
Okay.
A big giant bin, and we put all the tickets, and we just mix it all up, and we have three drawings, one at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
Which day?
Saturday. All day, it starts at, like I said, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Okay, so 1 o'clock Saturday, and do you have to be present?
Yes.
So you have to be present when you call the number.
Well, let me rephrase that. We don't have to be present when I call the number. But we put the numbers on the board. We have all the prizes listed on big, giant boards.
Wow.
What it is and who donated it. And next to that, we'll put the ticket number.
Okay.
So whoever has that ticket number has till 3:45 to pick up their gift.
All right, but they have to be present.
Yeah, they have
like
to come
get it.
It's
not like you're going to call John,
gone
off. Okay, or Mary. I'm just throwing something out there.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so we come, we get the raffle tickets, but the raffle tickets go on sale as soon as you guys start opening tomorrow. And then you can buy tickets, and then on Saturday is when you make the announcements.
Correct. We sell tickets all day Saturday from 8 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Our last run's at 3 o'clock. We sell tickets tomorrow from 11 to 2.
Okay.
Friday night. I mean, excuse me, Friday afternoon. We want to go to the cruise for the night.
Right, right.
Get out there, and It's so big, and we have such great volunteers. I call them the best of show volunteers.
The best of show.
Yes, because they are. And we have, the merchants are great. I can't say enough for our people that year after year donate. Even when, you know, times are harder,
right,
and this and that, they come forward. They call me. Some people call me and want to donate.
Well, you know, we thank you so much, you guys. It's been really fun for us to see the people that have come through this week that are part of the show and putting on this huge event called Cool April Nights, and how much it does for our community, how many beds it fills, how many restaurants are filled. And this is really something that takes a lot of time and passion and commitment, and it is a year-long event. So not only organizing the vendors and not only organizing the tickets, the raffle tickets, I mean, this is really huge. And we got just 1 second left. Closing thoughts.
Okay, I just wanted to say this is a community event. It's family-oriented. Our proceeds are being donated to all the children's charities. And the event is open Friday, 12 noon to 5, Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sunday, 7 to 12. Come on down to the Reading Convention Center. Tickets are $7 on Saturday's event. Pre-sale are $6 at Dutch Oven. Dutch Brothers.
Dutch Oven. Are you hungry?
We judged the Dutch Oven, you know, thing at Anderson like about a month and a half ago. So, yeah. You had one more thing that you wanted
to add. I do. I don't want to forget that what happens to the unclaimed raffle gifts. At 4 o'clock, we have an auction.
Wow.
And I am the auctioneer. So it's a lot of fun.
How often does that happen?
Every year, believe it or not.
So there might be, what, a handful of items?
There could be 10 items. There could be 50 items.
Wow.
And we tell people all day long, please, we hand out our rules, the
right
ticket. We hand out, we tell them, please come get your gifts. And some, for whatever reason, they don't come. But the auction, we have people that go to the auction every year. They come back upstairs just for the auction.
Oh, how fun.
And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that probably
so
gets some really good
there
bargains. In the meantime, okay, we're going to take a break. Thank you, ladies. We'll
thank
be
you
seeing you out.
Thanks
there.
Thanks for having us.
And coming up, you guys don't want to go away, because I'll tell you what, some celebrities have walked in the door. And if you saw us get a little sidetracked, it's because, I'm not going to tell you, but hang in there. We'll see you right after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Time. Yeah, I guess I missed my calling, huh, Bad Bob? It is 7:55 in the morning. It is April the 14th, and ordinarily people would be like whimpering because tomorrow's tax day, but it's not. Tax day now becomes Monday. I don't understand that. But, hey, there's a lot of things going on today. Of course, you got a lot of the show and shines going. Everything's going. The big cruise tomorrow night. We have some people in the studio. They'll be coming in right after the 8 o'clock break that you've heard of before. You know, for those of you who have done cruising, those of you who have seen the ultimate cruising movie, American Graffiti, and you remember Paul Lamont and Bo Hopkins and Candy Clark, all from that movie. Well, they're going to be here. In fact, they're here in the walking around right now, drinking coffee, checking their emails, and they'll be in here right after 8 o'clock. But let's talk about a couple other things. The CVAC, that's the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, is having a awards dinner, and we're going to talk more about it, but it's going to be 30 April at 5:30 p.m. at the Shasta County Memorial Veterans Center right there on Yuba Street. And Charlie Thompson's in charge of that at 524-1214. That's 524-1214. We're going to be talking more about it. They're going to announce the nominations. The individual is individuals nominated: Julie Clausen, Vice President, Vietnam Veterans of America; Charlie Thompson, President, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council; Fred Slante, President of Missing in America Project and Groups, Northern California Veterans Cemetery Support Board, and the Sons of Italy. And it's an advocacy on behalf of Shasta County veterans. You know, every one of these people, every one of them deserves to win. How do you pick? How do you pick one when so many do so much for the veterans in our state and in our county up here in Shasta? Okay. Okay, I told you here in the last couple of minutes we're going to be talking about some things, you know, that you see. Like, an Anderson couple is buying a former FinTech plant. They're going to be making bins. And they start making it's a patent-pended, designed PropMaster portable bin. And it means that they're going to be hiring up to 45 employees. They're going to be making, so that's good news on the front page. The other thing is that funds for Costco project on the agenda. And this is going to be a meeting, and it's going to be Monday at the City Council chambers. It's at 5:15 Monday. It is from the Reading Redevelopment Agency, and they're going to be talking about the approval of using redevelopment money for the Costco acquisition approval of a $5,000 payment, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they're going to be talking about that. That should be pretty interesting. I imagine there's going to be a lot of people there. Now, remember what I said about how Shasta County was, Shasta High School was named one of the distinguished school by the California Department of Education. In our last minute or two, I want to talk about how students and faculties are protesting on campus because of the opposition to state budget cuts to education that could lead to higher tuition, lower class sizes, and lower enrollment. Now, there's two things that were said in this. I'm sorry. I just, when I look at it and I see what they say, in Long Beach, about 800 of the demonstrators marched into the Student Services Administration building, which had already been shut down as a precaution. So those people that were there trying to do their jobs were told to leave their jobs because they were afraid the students would come in and get violent. They were carrying signs reading, "Education is a right." Okay, where did education become a right? I'm sorry, is that which part of the Constitution is that in? It's a right? And here's my favorite. "I'm just mad at the government for funding more for prison and war than for education," said Cecilia Espanol, a 22-year-old psychology major at the university's Long Beach campus, who said she's going to have to get a job next year to cover the cost of her classes. Ah! Oh, gee. Cecilia, I am so sorry that you're going to have to get a job to help put yourself through college instead of having me do it and Bob and other people around here. You know, I don't make this up. You know, you kind of wish that you could make this up, but you can't. It's just there. All right. Okay. When we come back from the news, we have the stars, American Graffiti, up from Anselmo's Vineyards. They're going to be coming in here. We're going to talk about the movie with Bo Hopkins and Paul LaMotte and Candy Clark. And we're going to talk about what's going on up there, but we're going to talk about just, you know, cruising. And what is cool? This is Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, April the 14th. Good morning, cool April nights. And you know what? How can you think of cool April nights without thinking of American Graffiti? The movie about cruising. You know, every time that I see it, and I do see it, I watch it on a regular basis to get ready for Cool April Nights. And you think to yourself, you know, who could have made a better movie than that? Did it have everything in it that you could possibly even imagine that would happen on a night in California when the kids are out cruising? Well, we're really lucky because we've got the stars of probably the movie. When they point it out and they go, "The movie that talks about cruising, American Graffiti," and we've got the people that made it right here. And so we'd like to welcome Bo Hopkins, Paul LaMotte, and Candy Clark.
Woo!
Good morning.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello. Okay. And they're here because we have R.C. Anselmo, who's having his big show and shine today up there at Anselmo's Vineyards. Good morning, R.C.
Good morning, everybody.
So, gosh, where do we start here? Let's just start with R.C. R.C., how many cars you got up there today?
Today we're going to have 65. 65 is the top number we can handle up there. We have 62 already booked. I guess if you know, be the 10th caller and list your car if you want to come. But we have, I guess, only three more spots.
Okay. And it's not just being able to come up there as we've been talking about today and this whole week. It's being able to go up and just see the cars. We're having a luau up there. We've got music, and you got a chance to meet, the personalities.
Bo, Candy, and Paul will all be up there ready to meet you, sign autographs, have a drink of wine with you, one after another, until they're totally plowed.
So get up there before 2 o'clock.
Have a pig roast.
Having a pig roast going and the whole thing. Yeah. This is your second year at it. Last year was a huge success.
It was a huge success, but it was a huge, unorganized, gangly monster. Now we've got everything much better, more efficiently organized. There'd be no lines, people. We've got plenty of food, lots of places to seat you. Nothing will be, I hope, confused this time.
Well, last time, anytime you do it the first time, you got to learn from that, and you did. And so, like you said, multiple food lines, multiple places to be able to pick up tickets, the whole shooting match there. So nobody's going to have to wait. Plus, you get to see the cars. Plus, you get to meet Paul and Candy and Bo. And, the things about the cars last year were great. We learned about, things. Some of these cars had been in the pace cars in the big races, Indianapolis 500 and that. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to the rest of our guests here this morning. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:08 on April the 14th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, we're listening to a party. We are live here on KCNR 1460, currently 45 degrees here. And, yeah, you're hearing a lot. We got a lot of activity going on here in the station because we're ready to party down at Itzamo Vineyards today with the most incredible luau that you can imagine, the show and shine. Last year it was spectacular. This year, they're always bumping it up in order to get the edge on, and you're going to want to be there today. We gave some tickets away. It's a really reasonable price, but not only do you get your phenomenal food that, Stadelli, John Stadelli, our head chef out there, gets to be creative in his, the chicken and the salmon and the pig and the salad and all the good stuff that goes along with luau. You get to meet three of your favorite actors from American Graffiti: Bo Hopkins, Paul Lamont, and Candy Clark. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You guys just got here last night.
Party
and
on,
we're
man.
Revving up, and of course, Reverge. We have had people asking questions in the chat room. And most of all, they wanted to find out, where did American Graffiti, where was it filmed?
We shot it up in Petaluma, California, and Mel's Drive-In was in San Francisco on a street that crossed Van Ness and Mission, right? And now Mel's is no longer there. It became a parking lot, and then it became a parking lot with a bank on it. But Petaluma is still there, and they have a big hot rod show every year, and it still looks the same. And that's where it is, Petaluma, California.
Well, that's pretty cool. If you're just tuning in, you just heard the voice of Candy Clark, and she is here present, and will be today. You'll be able to come up to Ensemble Vineyards and meet these guys, get autographs signed, ask some questions. I'm sure many people have asked, how long did it take to film American Graffiti?
It took 28 nights to shoot, and it was very cold that summer. And, we were trying to make it look like it was a hot summer night, but it was 28 cold summer nights, and we'd get to work around 5 o'clock, I guess, right? Right?
Well, and we worked from when the sun went down to the sun came up.
And it was exhausting, but it was well worth it. I had that wig, which served as a hat. Otherwise, I would have really frozen.
Okay, tell us about the wig. I understand the wig was just something a little bit different.
Well, it was the makeup artist recommended that I wear this, wear a blonde wig. She said that I have blonde hair because she said that would really show up, since we were shooting at night. And so I picked that wig because it had a flip. And my hair is naturally straight, so I would have been in pin curls constantly, so that wouldn't have worked. because of the fog. It was very foggy in the evening. And so we had that wig, and it was too small for me. It was like a child's size. And they split it up the back, and then we kind of mushed the hair around in the back so it covered up the split. But it was like a hat, and it really kept me warm.
Was this your first big movie or epic at that time, Kim?
That was my second film I did. The first film I did was a John Huston film called Fat City with Stacy Keach and Susan Terrell and Jeff Bridges.
Sorry, but Paul was also up for that movie. Paul turned it down, as I remember.
I didn't exactly turn it down. It's a long story. But, yeah, I was boxing at the time. Fat City was a book about a boxer in Modesto, or Stockton, actually.
Yeah, we shot it in Stockton.
And I met John Huston, and he used to be a boxer, so we got along. And he asked me to do the movie, but then Ray Stark, the producer, got involved and put demands on me. He wanted me to do a contract like the old days and to do a TV series, and I balked at that. I said, no, I'll just play this part if you don't mind. And Ray Stark said, no, I do mind. You will sign this contract here or you're out of here. So I said, goodbye. But it worked out well for me because later I got to drive the yellow coupe in American Graffiti because Fred Roos, who cast Fat City, remembered me and recommended me to George Lucas. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And the rest is history, as they say. What does it feel like, I'm sure, for many of our listeners? You know, do you ever wake up, and this is going to be a general question for all of you, and think, wow, I was in this film. It would be kind of like the Star Wars saga, you know. And we're going to go into we're going to talk about the second part of the movie later on and what that felt like. But do you wake up and think, wow, this has been an incredible vehicle for my career? Is it fun, or sometimes is it a pain? I'm curious.
It's not a pain at all. I'm very proud to be in American Graffiti, and I'm very grateful because it affords me a lot of travel. I've been all over I've been to Sweden twice. I've been to Japan once. I've been all across the U.S. doing hot rod shows for the past 11 years, and I really enjoy it. I like talking about it, and I love to see how people love that film and their expressions and their faces when they, you know, meet the actors from American Graffiti and they get their chance to talk about it. And a lot of people went on the first date with their wife and they're still married and they saw it dozens of times. I met one guy who saw it three times, and that turned out to be Jeff Beck, the famous guitar player. And so I've just met a lot of great people, traveled, met a lot of great promoters and spectators and people, and have developed a lot of friendships from doing hot rod shows. How about you, Paul?
Yeah, I keep getting these young girls stuck in my car. I didn't expect that when I first made the movie, but they see me at the crosswalk at the red light, and they say, oh, there's a guy from American Graffiti, jump in his car. No, I'm just kidding. But it opened a lot of doors. I met a lot of directors. You know, I had some good films and some bad films. And like today, we go to Anselmo's winery, and there's going to be classic cars there and American Graffiti fans, I hope. Right, Bo? Bo drove the Merc.
Right, you know, Bo, that you've been in a number of movies, and with American Graffiti, where was that in your career?
American Graffiti was about my fifth picture, and The Wild Bunch was my first movie, which was nervous filming that, and then by the time I got to American Graffiti, I'm still nervous, but it's an honor to have. I've got two movies, The Wild Bunch and Graffiti. I should have retired after Graffiti. I could have. But it's an honor and surprising to me that it's an icon now. It's an icon now.
Did you think about that? You know, I guess when you're making a movie, I don't know, do you ever to yourself say, you know, this is something that's going to last a long time, that people are going to just keep coming back?
Well, you hope that, but I don't think I've done, and I've done some turkeys. I'm trying to do the best turkey I can. No. We were playing characters. All of us had worked, but we were establishing ourselves, and consequently, I'm more worried about character than I am the car or of course, we didn't hear any music. But you were doing scenes to try to make them as best you can. Me with the Pharaohs, and of course her with Charlie, and him with
Toad.
Mackenzie. Toad.
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 That's right.
I like being called that. So yeah, you don't think, if you were doing Gone with the Wind, because it's Gone with the Wind, that's pressure on you to make it even better. But in this case, we were supposed to be laid back. That's the way it was in the 50s and 60s, and it worked for all of us. I hope.
I think it did, obviously, because it is still, people are still so enthused by it. We got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. Our guest, Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott, and Candy Clark from American Graffiti, and R.C. Anselmo, who is our host today. Join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
The streets wants me.
And I bet you're smart enough to get us some brew.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. And we're watching, and we're kind of playing a trailer from American Graffiti here with Candy Clark's boyfriend of the evening.
Toad.
Toad.
There's Ronnie.
And Ronnie Howard. Milner just drove through. Okay. All right, thanks, Bad Bob. Our guests are Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott, Candy Clark, all from American Graffiti.
Yay.
And our host, R.C. Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards. We're having a big show and shine up there today. From it was starting, I guess, about 11 o'clock and going
to 11 to 5.
11 to 5. We've got 70 cars up there, 65 cars right now. We're having a great luau. Tickets are $15, but that's for an all-day. That's an all-day event. Being able to see that, we've got double take for music, and you're able to meet three of the. I just can't say it. Maybe I'm just too excited about it because first time I saw that movie, I fell in love with it. Because it reminded me of Yakima, Washington, where I grew up in my senior year, and it was the name of our diner was Merle's, but it's the same kind of thing. It was close, where you drove down from on Main Street in Yakima, turned around at the Y, came back to Yakima Avenue, took your turn, went down to Merle's, went around that, came back up, made the left, went back up Main Street up to the Freezer Drive-In. This was it, and you would drive Friday and Saturday nights.
Yep. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and we would drive from Carlson's Drive-In to Lone Star Drive-In, and it was just around and around and around and
but
around.
Can you imagine? I'm
just
from
the whole
Greenwich,
evening
Connecticut.
Spent
there was no such thing.
I'm from South Carolina, Dave, and my answer to that question would be, I'm from South Carolina, and we had the ranch was our males. And we cruised, bruised, and tattooed.
Well, George Lucas wanted to make a movie that was nostalgic. And he talked with his wife, and they decided to make a comedy and put a bunch of cars in it. George Lucas was a hot rodder when he was in high school in Modesto, so he centered the story around Modesto and hot rodding and different types of characters that he knew in his life. And it was translated to screen in such a way that I was shocked because I didn't think it was going to be that good of a movie. I'm sure it was popular, but I didn't expect it to be that good. I mean, George Lucas had only done one movie before that, and it was a cold science fiction movie, which I liked. But when I was driving the car with Mackenzie Phillips in it, we were having fun. We were kidding around, and I got to brood a little bit, expecting the big race and all that. But I didn't know that the audiences would be clapping their hands so much and stomping their feet, which is what they did when it first came out.
Wow.
And people keep watching it. It was a great blessing. God blessed me with that part, because after that I got to play a lot of other parts, and I'm sure everybody else in the film feels that way. George Lucas was blessed because then he got to make that science fiction movie. What was the name of it? Star Wars. Yeah, that's it.
Now, one of the questions from the chat room, Suzanne Summers, was she driving the T-Bird?
Yes, she was. I think she worked, I never met her, I think she worked for one evening, and that T-Bird is still owned by the same people that rented it for the evening, May and Clay Daly. They still have that T-Bird. We've seen it, it's been to car shows with us, and yeah, they still have it. The yellow hot rod is owned by a guy named Rick Figueri, who's a San Francisco fireman. He bought it back in the 80s. Most of the cars are owned by private parties. The white Impala is owned by a man named Mike Famlet, who lives up in Washington State. And the cars are still in existence. And it's the Merc.
Well, we have the Mercury up at the ranch today.
Oh.
Yeah,
it'll be there.
So the Mercury's there. Okay.
Yeah, 65% of the original Merc is on this Merc.
It's 65% original.
So it's 65% original, yes. But it's the same thing.
Well, there's going to be then, so we'll have those cars up there also from American Graffiti. Now, RC, the one of the things that you do, we've only got like about 35 seconds left here, is when you came up with this idea, was this something that, this is not something you would associate?
No, it's just something I could do because I had been in the movie business. Paul and I became friends in it. We did a couple of pictures together, and through Paul, I met everybody else. I could access these people. We have the space to do it, and Reading happens to have Cool April Night. So we just we put it together basically just out of genetics, biological necessities. It just comes out of us.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break for the news here, and we come back. Our guest, R.C. Anselmo, who's putting all this on, and, of course, Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott, and Candy Clark from American Graffiti. And you can't ask for a better group to have in the morning on Cool April Nights. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Here on KCNR 14. Morning, it's 44 degrees here on KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. We're having a ball here. It is 8:34 in the morning, and our guest from American Graffiti, Candy Clark.
Good to be here.
Paul Amott and Bo Hopkins, and, of course, Reverge Ensemble, because today kicks off. Of course, we're doing so many things with Cool April Nights, but this is the big shindig out at Ensemble Vineyards. If you've never been to Ensemble Vineyards, no more excuses. It is not a far drive. Reverge, what are we talking about? I don't even know the exact mileage, but it's what, 10
minutes?
Well,
I make it 15 minutes in a car if you just ignore the speed limit by 5 miles an hour. You're there in 15 minutes. It's a straight shot, straight up 44, left on Inwood Road. When you hit Inwood Road, you are on the ranch. You're there.
Now, Candy, you are holding the ticket. Share with our listeners.
Well,
$15 today,
yeah,
is what you're going
to
get.
And it's, a lot of food here. And you get to look at a lot of cars, and you get to meet the actors from American Graffiti. I'm looking at a pig roast. I'm looking at ginger chicken and salmon, and I'm looking at potato salad and sticky rice and papaya seed salad and coconut cake, which is one of my favorites, and I think that's one of Bo Hopkins' favorite. He loves some coconut cake. With custard. Boiled custard. But I think that's a very reasonable price, and I sure hope a lot of people come out, because Bo and I and Paul will be signing autographs and
pictures.
Yeah, autograph pictures. We brought pictures from American Graffiti, and there's going to be over 60 cars to look at, so it'll be quite the day, quite the event.
Well, I'm sure many of our listeners are, this is one of the American classics. And here we are with the actors who were involved in an American classic that I'm sure in everybody's DVD collection or VHS collection or Blu-ray collection, they have American Graffiti.
They should.
They should.
It's going out in Blu-ray in May.
Oh, is
it? I heard, yeah, mid-May.
Oh, I'm sure. But one of the questions, I think, because I know boy, we're all going to be having to go here pretty soon. How? Let's start with you, Candy. How did you get into acting?
Well, I was a model in New York, and I wanted to be an extra and be do some side work. And so I was in an extra in this film called Who is Harry Kellerman, and Why is He Saying Those Things About Me? And I was in a crowd scene of about 200 people, and I thought, this is great. I really, you know, you get to eat some donuts and look at actors and look at Dustin Hoffman. And so it was really fun. And so I went back to the casting agent, Lou DeJaimo, and I put my picture down, and I said, I want to be, you know, do some more extra work. And Fred Roos was there. It's all about timing and luck. Anyway, so he was casting The Godfather, and he said, hey, you want to come watch them shoot some screen tests for The Godfather? And you know Fred, he likes the cute girl. So I was very adventuresome, and I said, sure, I'll go. And we went out to Queens, watched Jimmy Caan, and met Francis Coppola and all kinds of actors. I watched them screen test. I spent hours there. It was a blast. And then the next thing I knew, I was getting a phone call from Fred Roos, who said he wanted me to, I lived in New York, and he wanted me to come out to Los Angeles to try out for a part in Fat City. And I kept saying, no, I just want to be an extra. I don't want to do acting. And I argued against it, but he wore me down. I negotiated. I said, okay, a trip to Disneyland and the Academy Awards, and I'll come. And so I sat in the third balcony. I rented some of those little binoculars out in the lobby for $5. Couldn't see a thing, but I was still excited. And then went to Disneyland, and then it came my turn to try out for Fat City. Oh, that was hard and very nerve-wracking. And I don't know why I got picked, but I did, because I was really bad at my audition. But from there I went on, and then I was hooked on acting. I moved lock, stock, and barrel from New York City to Los Angeles. I fell in love with L.A. Immediately and moved there, and then I got hooked into the acting thing and dropped modeling. And I've been in over 50 films and television things and a few plays, and that's how it happened.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Wow. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to Paul. And Paul is, I just found out, is a veteran of the United States Navy. And we'll talk about how you got into your career here. And then, of course, with Bo. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Come on now. Welcome back on Free Fire Radio
at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. We've lost control. 8:43 in the morning, April 14th. And I'm not going to tell you what's been anyway.
Oh,
okay, look, we've talked to Candy Clark, and we've got Paul Amott and Bo Hopkins, all from American Graffiti here. We're asking, we've got a bunch of questions here. This one of the questions was, did you all get residuals from the movie, from American Graffiti? And the answer is some. Do you know enough about Reading to think that this could be a place where there could be a movie made?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. With the scenery you have here, man, in a New York minute, I'd shoot up here.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's continue about talking about...
No, let's talk about money. No.
Yeah, we get you get a cup of coffee, maybe, if you come through here. If you get here early enough, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, let's talk about how you got into acting. You were a veteran of the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, I went in the Navy after high school. And, by the way, we had a Merle's in Newport Beach where I went to high school.
Is that right?
Where we hung out. But I didn't have a hot rod. I couldn't afford it. But I went to the Rendezvous ballroom and hung out with the tough guys. So I learned how to play a tough guy, which I had to do in American Graffiti. And I went into the Navy, and I had a drama teacher that had said that I could act when I did some plays at high school. And he introduced me to a former student of his, and he said I should go to New York. And I went to New York, and I studied acting, and I came back out. And I was boxing, and that's how I got this audition for Fat City, which I didn't get the movie, but that led to American Graffiti, which, like I said, was a great blessing. And I just kept doing it. I mean, acting is hard. Don't let anybody fool you. I mean, if you want to really try to make it real, which is what I was from the school, method acting, you know, make it real, make it believable. And that's what I still try to do to this day, even though I'm not working too much.
It's Wade. This is the right station to mention. You might as well mention that Paul was in the Navy, served over in Vietnam.
Oh, you served in Vietnam?
I did, briefly. You know, I was in the air on P-5Ms. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to know about my experiences in Vietnam, I have a book on Kindle, Amazon Kindle. The title is Hasten Down the Wind, which was a Linda Ronstadt song, which is, she plays a, well, she's a dream the character has in the book. And I have a long sequence about, based on my experience in Vietnam, and it's something that some people might want to check out. Paul LeMatt, Hasten Down the Wind on Amazon Kindle.
Well, you know, we appreciate your service, Paul. You know, we are very strong on veterans here on our station, as anybody will tell you. That.
Well, you too.
Very supportive.
Appreciate your service, too. 30 years in the Marines, man.
Well, let's go down. Let's go to Bo. Bo?
No.
Talk to us about you. talk to us about your acting.
I had to go on service when I was 16 or go to reform school, so I didn't have any choice. I went in and I got turned down by three of them, and the Army said, here, you don't know an answer to that? So I got in the Army real easy. But I, you know, I did boxing there, too. I did.
How long were you in the Army?
Two and a half years.
Okay.
I was in Korea in 1957, and it was, I had 9 months to go, and God, they might as well sent me to the moon. Oh, mighty. I still wouldn't. If they would have to pay me a lot of money to go back to Korea. But it's changed now, I will admit that, than when we were
from
there.
57.
But there were a lot of GIs that get their throats cut by North Koreans coming under the wire in 1957. So it was not. We've had North Koreans not well liked by any American GI.
Well, we appreciate your service, too, of course. You know, I mean, this is great. You know, I mean, you know, it's. I don't know how many veterans you see in movies today.
Well, I think, and I emphasize this, and I really mean it. Any veteran that fought in the First World War, the Second World War, and wars we have now are heroes. Every one of them. Every one of them. When I'm in England, my wife's from England. I go to visit the graves of 21, 19-year-old American kids buried there and in France. And if that don't bring reality and tears to your eyes, nothing will. It fought for us to be able to do what we do right now.
I think you're so...
Complain.
Yeah. So absolutely right. When you got out of the Army, is that when you started...
When I got out of service, all my buddies were going to college. I was kicked out of school my last day in the eighth grade. So I didn't know what I was going to do. I was heading, again, the wrong direction. I was in pool tournaments and making money. But it boiled down to my buddies got into a play, and a little theater director asked me if I'd come in and do a small part in T.S. with August Moon, where I played one of the wrestlers. And then after that, I got the lead in my first musical. And only musical, I think it was on Broadway. It's Never Too Late to Be a Beau. Experience counts a lot, you know. Forgot the name of the play. The Boyfriend, which was in New York. And then I got to lead in another play that Ronald Reagan did, The Hasty Heart, where he played a stuttering guy, you know. And that was... And then I got a scholarship to Summer Stock, and a guy that worked with Brando on Broadway had written a play called The Leaky Roof Circuit, and he came down, he pulled me out of school and put me on stage with actors in New York, which I didn't want to do. And then I got the lead in three plays, and he brought me to New York, and I did Bus Stop off Broadway. New York was a cultural shock, so I went back home. My grandma talked to me, you should go ahead and not run anymore, because I'd do something, prove I could do it, and then boom, I'm gone. And so I came to California, and I decided, okay, I stayed. I got a scholarship to Desilu. I went to Actors Studio. And also did a play at Desilu, so every day of the week I'm parking cars, too, so I was busy. And then I got a My agent came to see me when I did the Tennessee Williams play, and then I was at the right time at the right place. I did Bonanzas. We all did Bonanzas, Gunsmokes, you know, Judd for the Defense. But when I got the Wild Bunch, that was the
start.
Break.
By the way,
yeah.
Just last night, Bo mentioned to me he's going to be in, I believe, May, if I'm allowed to say this, just pinch me if I'm not, but he's being inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Well,
that's super.
Ernest Borgnine and Morgan Woodward and Robert Fuller had submitted my name. And it's a real honor because you're in there with... John Wayne, Gary Cooper.
But you've been in some fantastic ways.
It could be 12 months from now, but everybody's invited. Please come down.
Well, you know what? It's a fantastic honor. But you've been in some fantastic Westerns. We've got to take a break here.
Okay.
Our guest, Bo Hopkins, Paul Amott, Candy Clark from American Graffiti, the movie to see. If you're going to see any movie during Curl April nights, that's the one to see. Our host, R.C. Anselmo. That's where we're going to be today. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning on April the 14th, and it's a big day. We're all going to go out and head out to Anselmo's Vineyards right up there, heading up the road right past Palisadro. We're having a big show and shine there, and the stars of the classic movie on cruising, American Graffiti, have joined us today, and they're going to be up there today. It's Bo Hopkins and Paul Amott and Candy Clark.
All right, you guys, thanks so much for being on the air, and we know that we're going to send you over to KLXR for the last minute for the station, and they've been anticipating your being on with them as well. Gator, you sent some wonderful questions. Bo did do Eat My Dust.
Mm. No, that was Ronnie.
Oh, okay. So
Ronnie did Eat My Dust.
Okay. I'm sorry. Night Gallery. There was Night Gallery. There was several questions that we asked you at the break, and
yeah. Yes, it was yes, no,
FFA, no. Okay. No. Yes, you lived in North Hollywood. So,
yeah.
Thanks so much for inquiring. And again, we're going to see you out there in just a few hours at Anselmo Vineyards, where we get this phenomenal luau. Meal, and it's just an all-inclusive come and taste wine, come see the ranch, and come meet the stars of American Graffiti. Candy, Paul, Bo, Rivers, thank you so much for being on our show this morning. It's really been an honor to meet you and see you all again.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a blast.
Yeah.
Love KCNR.
All right.
Okay. Now, what we're going to have is as we assist them out of the studio here, and we're going to another area.
No, I'm not leaving. I'm not, man.
Okay. Bo's here. He's got the microphone. He says, look, he's having too good a time here.
Everybody wants to be a pharaoh.
I think he's right. Well, ARC, while you're still here, let's talk a little bit about Anselmo Vineyards, because every time we get a lot of comments in here about the... this is not, we're talking show and shine so much because it's American Graffiti Day for us, and it's also the, Cool April Nights and all that. But
we'd love to be the place to kick it all off.
Well, I think this is it. I think people don't realize just how good it's going to be up there with all that, the food and the cars and the people up there. But also the other thing, too, is we get so many comments and from people rolling through here. What a great place.
Thank you.
And Anselmo Vineyards is. What a great place to dine at.
Well, we work hard at it. We're still building it out. And, it pleases us, and we like to be able to share that with others. It is sometimes when I'm walking down to the ranch from my house, I look it over and I go, mi rancho es lindo. This is a pretty ranch.
Mm. It is. It is a pretty ranch. And people come up there and sit out there and have brunch or dinner.
Now, is the Huey going to be out there in the field today?
Yeah, I brought it out there yesterday, so it's parked in the field. You can see it from Inwood Road.
Because I remember last year, if I wasn't mistaken, I was in the middle of a hamburger, and you landed right in the field, and it was like, woo, we got up in here.
Yeah, I got Paul LeMatt up in the Huey actually yesterday, and he is not comfortable in Hueys at all. And you could see that. He was just a trembling wreck. But, you know, I showed him, look, we're going to land. It's not going to be a problem.
Well, we have a couple minutes left here. We've had just a great morning and a great roll in the beginning of a fabulous week. Rivera, do you have any closing thoughts you care to share?
About today's event or life in general?
Just whatever. It's your moment.
Well, I think I know from last year, everybody can count on this being, you know, a very fun day. Lots of people to meet, not just the actors, but my ranch is always just this gravity pool where everybody winds up seeing the other people that they know and making new friends, which we do all the time.
And it's going to be a good place to make friends today. Tomorrow, Linda's going to have a guest host with her.
That's absolutely correct. Jeff Avery will be here. We're going to be talking to Randall Hebling and the CEO of, obviously, of Shasta Regional and Dr. Malotki and another, the president of Mercy.
That's
we're going to be talking all things insurance, what's happening with the health system and how it's affecting you. And we need to really pay attention and know what's going on right now.
That's right. And next week we begin our Disaster Preparedness Week. We're going to be doing shows every day next week talking about what happens if there's a disaster. Are you ready? Are you ready just to stand up and leave your house if you have to? Do you have a bag to take with you? Do you actually even have, do you have a flashlight in every room in your house in case the lights go off? Do you have medicine that you may need to keep you alive that's going to last you 10, 12, 30 days? These are all things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about financials. We're going to be talking about securing your home. All of these on Monday. So, this is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.